This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. U.S. President Donald Trump's tax records is the focus in three high-profile cases in the Supreme Court on Thursday. The court is issuing final opinions involving requests for the president's tax records and other financial documents by congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. President Trump went against the practice of modern presidential candidates by refusing to make his tax documents public while campaigning in 2016. He has sought to block the release of those records and others related to his financial dealings. In two combined cases, several House of Representatives committees issued subpoenas seeking the records from two banks. Justices are weighing the separation of powers among the branches of the federal government and congressional power to investigate a president. 12 million confirmed COVID-19 cases across the globe. That's a new milestone during the COVID-19 pandemic. The United States leads the world with the most confirmed infections at more than 3 million, a third of the world's total. There were more than 60,000 new cases in the U.S. on Wednesday, which is the biggest single-day increase since the outbreak began. Meanwhile, residents in Australia's second-largest city of Melbourne entered into a six-week lockdown at midnight local time Wednesday due to an alarming spike of new COVID-19 cases. Residents have been ordered to stay home unless going to work, school, medical appointments, or shopping for food. City officials had already imposed stay-at-home orders in at least 30 neighborhoods and a hard lockdown of 9 public housing towers, home to over 3,000 residents, where 23 COVID-19 cases have been detected. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. 1.3 million Americans sought jobless benefits last week. The U.S. Labor Department said that number is down from 1.4 million the week before. Claims peaked at an historic 6.8 million in late March due to the coronavirus pandemic. Weakening demand and a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases are keeping new U.S. applications for unemployment benefits extraordinarily high, suggesting the labor market remains fragile despite record job growth in June. After months of touting an unproven anti-malarial drug as a treatment for the new coronavirus, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is turning himself into a test case. He swallowed hydroxychloroquine pills live before millions of people on social media Wednesday and encouraged others to do the same. Bolsonaro said this week that he tested positive for the virus but had already felt better thanks to hydroxychloroquine. Hours later, he shared a video of himself gulping down what he said was a third dose. A string of studies, as well as by the World Health Organization, have found chloroquine ineffective against COVID-19 and sometimes deadly because of their adverse side effects on the heart. President Bolsonaro vetoed provisions of a law that obligated the federal government to provide drinking water disinfectants and a guarantee of hospital beds to indigenous communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. The president's office said those provisions in the law approved by Congress were against the public interest and unconstitutional by creating expenses for the federal government without new sources of revenue to cover them. Tokyo reported a daily record 224 new cases of the coronavirus on Thursday, the number topping the previous record of 206 new infections in mid-April when Japan was under a state of emergency. Police dogs and drones were searching for the mayor of Seoul, South Korea, on Thursday after his daughter reported him missing. Police say Mayor Park Won-soon left a statement or something like a will or last testament, which was found by his daughter late afternoon, Seoul time. South Korean media reported that Park did not show up for work on Thursday and that his cell phone has been shut off. Two South Korean papers quoted Seoul police officials as saying they had recently received a Me Too accusation against Park, an apparent reference to sexual misconduct. Citing a government statement, Reuters reports Sudan's prime minister has accepted the resignation of 6 ministers, including the finance, foreign, and energy ministers, as part of a cabinet reshuffle. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.